needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Americans are self-isolating to fight the spread of coronavirus. We're confined to our homes with nothing to do. There are no sports to watch on television, and we've already binged everything on Netflix. Soon, there will be only one thing left to do to combat this surging epidemic of boredom. But beware, it will lead to another kind of healthcare crisis, one that will overwhelm hospitals and challenge healthcare workers. It is the Corona Baby Boom, arriving mid-December 2020.
Before we get to Fox News at 8, I was just outside, and I can tell you this, the rain is falling harder.
And Leon's getting larger.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More than 1,800 coronavirus deaths are reported in the United States in 24 hours, as the total number of deaths here approaches 13,000, including the singer-songwriter John Prine. He was 73.
He created story songs like Sam Stone about a drug-addicted Vietnam War veteran.
There's a hole in Daddy's eye where all the money goes.
His compassionate, funny, and sage songs made him a favorite of Bob Dylan, Kris Kristofferson, and many others.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has spent a second night in intensive care with the disease.
One of his government ministers saying this morning that the Prime Minister is stable and that he's received oxygen support but is not on a ventilator.
Fox's Simon Owen. A 76-day lockdown in Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak started, is now lifted. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, we believe everything you tell us about China there, Fox. Thanks. It's that time of the year. That's what is coming.
Kosher, kosher, woman just,
woman just, eat kosher,
sober, eat it all,
and sober,
sober,
yeah, yeah.
Talking about cat and ball,
sober,
well,
check it out,
it's kosher.
Every year I want to be a matzah, matzah man. Eat the kind of food that the rabbi says we can.
Serve it for the Seder, it's a feast. Doesn't have much flavor and no yeast.
Matzo balls are heavy, so better eat them slow. And they're sort of binding, won't let my people go.
Time favorites. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and by the way, our honorary matzo man here in Montgomery is Lou Nyman. Lou, you are the matzo man. And when Lou's not available, his brother Hal's a good substitute. All right, I think I'm ready to play this.
Which one are you going to do?
The dog waiting for his puppuccino.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I tried this 20 minutes ago in Animal Stories.
I don't think it'll work.
But I was told this is the last day with this computer. Because I swear, yesterday it almost happened. I'm going to take it. I'm going to unplug it. I'm going to pull it down the stairs.
You know, you should this afternoon if Alan gets you up and going. Because what are they going to do? Install it in KISS? Right?
I wouldn't do that to another radio station.
You know?
I wouldn't even do it to a competitor's radio station.
Trust me, don't throw it out.
Oh, okay.
Don't throw it out.
All right. No, we waste
it can be used.
Yeah, right. No. There's probably some poor person who could use a 30-year-old.
I mean, it still works. That's the thing. It just doesn't play videos.
I don't think the homeless would accept it.
It's the last Commodore, though, in the fleet that we launched this company with. All right, so here's the...
Okay.
In a line at Starbucks filming, and this is a French bulldog, too.
I hope it works.
Dog in front of me
there
is so excited for his coffee. I'm dying over here. cappuccino. You're a good boy.
It's a secret item at Starbucks. The puppuccino.
Little puppy dogs.
Before we get to the forecast, and yeah, I wasn't kidding a few minutes back when I said it's raining harder. What a tease yesterday was with the Dow futures looking good. The market opens, and for the better part of the day, it's almost up 1,000.
Yeah, but when it closed down 26, that was just that's like flat though.
But you know the guy, yeah, no, it wasn't a down day per se. It just, you know, expectations were raised, and then. But the guy that explained why that happened, his name is Brant McDonald. And actually, I wouldn't call it an argument, but somebody was trying to talk about paycheck to paycheck people, and they can't have, you know, financial. That's totally not true. Even a paycheck to paycheck family, if they consult with a financial advisor, you'll find out ways where you can redirect money and have that nest egg, because the people who are going through this corona crisis with less stress are those that have a fallback option. And that's how you survive. And you can build one of those. He explained yesterday how a minuscule amount of money over a long period of time on a regular basis can become something really big and have it there when you need it. So my suggestion is, if you are going through some level of stress, Brant, they're all answering questions at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Meet with them and get something going for the next thing, because when this is over, you know, at some point in the future, hopefully later than sooner, but at some point in the future, there'll be another event or something that can rock the markets for a while and cause things like this broadcasting group that furloughed a whole bunch of people. What weasels. And you'll have that extra measure of security. Call them at 387-0094. That's Brant McDonald and the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And they join us at 5:10 this afternoon.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There are some widely scattered showers here in the river region, and mainly lined up along what looks like the I-85 corridor right now. One just passed over our station, is moving over to the east side right now, and there's a couple of more between here and Tuskegee. So, yes, you could see a shower, or maybe even a brief thunder shower any time today, but becoming more likely later on this afternoon into tonight, when some of the storms could possibly reach severe limits with damaging wind gusts and hail. It's more like a summer situation. In fact, the dew point right now, just amazing at 7. Tonight's low 67, today's high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, risk of a morning shower as a little cool front moves through the area, but sunny by afternoon, high in the low 80s. Much cooler Friday behind the front, with a high on Friday barely up to about 70. That's a big change. Mid-70s Saturday, risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Easter Sunday, when some of the storms could become severe and possibly tornadic on Easter Sunday. It's a situation we're watching carefully. Right now this morning, we've had rain in the area. Nice little downpour here. Temperature is 73 with southwest winds here at 8:11.
All right, we got a conundrum coming up. A chance to enjoy 10 bucks of great food at Seafood Bistro. In fact, Jay, this would be a good time to get everybody's appetite motivated to win this.
What might you be craving? Some shrimp with some dragon sauce on it, maybe?
Is the dragon sauce the same sauce you put on the fried green tomatoes?
I think it is, yeah. It's got a little bit of a kick.
That, yes.
Yeah.
That is, and I love the fried
Which they have the fried green tomatoes. They've got the Cajun cheese curds. The fried Cajun cheese curds are fantastic. Basically, if Paul's going to put anything on the menu, it's going to have a Cajun theme to it. He likes the spice, likes the Cajun aspect of it. So they've got the Cajun popcorn crawfish. They've also got the Cajun cheese curds, the Cajun bacon cheddar fries as well. Creole jambalaya, Cajun-ish seafood gumbo. It actually says that on the menu. Shrimp and grits, barbecue shrimp, NOLA style there. Mahi-mahi tacos, the shrimp tacos. If your mouth is watering, give them a call at 279-7500 when they open up at 11 a.m. today, and you can put your order in over the phone. You can also put your order in over their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can also put your order in one of the delivery apps, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, any of those. And it'll be delivered right to you after 11 when they open up, which they do, by the way, every single day of the week. They open at 11. They're located at 1651 Berry Hill Road. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Are you getting hungry? I can hear your stomach growling from here.
Playing oh, man, I stomach. Can eat those shrimp and grits so bad.
So.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
At 812, here's the conundrum. The average person touches this 5 times each hour and doesn't even realize it.
Oh, man.
The average person touches this 5 times each hour and doesn't realize
I can identify with this one.
What do you think it is? 272-9228, 272-9228. We are ready. You want to eat Seafood Bistro with a $10 head start? That's a great deal. 272-9228. We are waiting for you right now. Local news at 8:12.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police arrest a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. And the Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, we'll certainly be handing out at least some participation ribbons for this conundrum. Something the average person touches 5 times each hour.
Ask me about my wiener.
Well, no. And we begin with Gaylord.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
We're good,
man. How are you?
Well, you know, I, of course, I've got this answer because I'm hungry. Is it a gift certificate to the food outlet?
No, it's a Seafood Bistro.
Oh, that shrimp that you were describing a minute ago sounded so good.
Oh, yes, it is.
Man, that sounded good. Okay, well, I won, right?
Well, actually, you got to give us the...
You got to give us the correct...
What does the average person touch 5 times each hour without realizing it?
We know it's your nose.
Let's find out. Does the nose know?
That's the answer! It is.
You won the pork chops.
It's amazing.
That is awesome. Hey, guys, I guess you won't take other callers since the contest is over, right?
Well, we may.
We may say hello to a couple folks.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to tell you, while I was waiting on the last quiz, I had it, too, of course, but I wrote a little song about it.
Oh.
That's what I thought I heard.
We're ready. Right,
you ready?
Yes.
Bees, slaves, and punks. I said bees, slaves, and punks. Make me crazy, I want to go home. Not great, but, you know, I used to work.
Hey.
You know, I don't sing well, but I can play the harp. Hey, you know, I used to work for the band. What was it?
Styx.
I was
Styx.
Styx. Yes. Yes. No. Anyway, it's great to hear your voice. I listen all the time. I just don't call. But thinking about you guys, and we just know who's in charge of this.
Man, you not only won a contest, you gave us a command performance. You got to call more often. You call every season.
I know. And you know, you and I have such paralleled history and age and just a whole lot of Bill, I'm friends with Bill W. And just a lot of stuff that we have in common that just makes me feel like I'm connected at the hip with you, Greg.
Well, that's very mutual. And you always find a way to make us smile. I hope so.
There's enough negativity out there, and plus some. So, heck, I've been listening at night. I like to listen to the radio and sometimes the sports talk or whatever. But, you know, it's consumed with it too. So I listen to Faith Radio, and they don't talk about it. They just play songs, and a guy will come in there and give a little 2-minute, you know, verse of 1 Timothy 7 that says we don't need to live with a spirit of fear, but one of love and power and a sound mind. And that's just so powerful to me because of, you know, some of the stuff we've gone through with a sound mind and love and power, and we don't need to live in fear.
You know, I think you and I kind of have an advantage because of, you know, what we went through in our lives.
Yep.
To get to the point where you can say what you just did. I don't know if you've... I hope you'll read my April Boom magazine column.
I will, because I love them. I think I've read every month, and I just go, gosh, that's me, or I did that, or, you know, it's just
all about the destructive power of fear, and that's our biggest pandemic right now.
No kidding. But, yeah, thank you, because, you know, you try to bring a little joy or a little stupidness or laughter because, you know, that's what your show's all about. Stupidity and laughter.
That's it. And I'm good at both.
Me too. I'm an excellent at those. Anyway, thinking about you guys, and Greg, you know how I feel about you.
Absolutely, Gaylord, and the feeling is mutual. Hold on, and Jay is going to get you
some more.
Your pork chops.
Get you information. Yeah.
Ken.
Hey.
Hey, I can't beat that unless I start redeeming gift certificates to the ABC store. I ain't singing.
He's just, that's why I wish he would, because he is so spontaneous. We love all our callers. Gaylord is pretty amazing. We've had some very funny moments on the air with him.
Well, I appreciate you guys. For those of us who keep going to work every day, keeping other people supplied and busy and cared for. We appreciate it because we need the upkeep, too.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks. You know, that's what the... we're not here to criticize how anybody else runs their business. But this is infuriating.
We'll send it out today.
This big broadcasting company that announced that... and this is from the woman who runs it. Was not easy but necessary for a salary-slashing plan. You know, the folks that allowed this type of company to become a thing in our business have destroyed radio's greatest function. I got to tell you, we are so blessed to be working for Blue Water Broadcasting. And instead of, you know, wondering how many jobs can we cut and how many people can we lay off to save money, our boss and all the people, our promotion director, Kristen, our salespeople, Jane and Cheryl, and, of course, the former Jennifer
Roy,
they're out there figuring out ways that we can make radio work even better for people. Mm-hmm. This is the time when we do our most valuable work. In addition to getting information out there, giving people a chance to call up and vent about something that's going on. That's why we do this. That's why we do this. You know, people will always ask, you know, of all the crazy things you did in your career, what's your favorite show? But the shows that I will treasure till my final day are the ones like in Florida when we brought the issue of abused kids out of the closet and ended up raising millions of dollars in one show. Out of one radio show. The shows we did following 9/11, when I gathered my spiritual resources and brought them into the studio, because everybody was afraid at that time. And there's a lot of fear out there now. And I'm sorry, I just, this is not the time for anybody in this business to be saving a buck. You invest long term by doing everything you can now.
I agree.
It saddens me. I have permission to bump up a traffic report because I made that speech, boss.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure we're on time and with this rain. In fact, what I'm really going to do is a public service. We have stupid news coming up. I'm going to go down and see if it's raining even harder than the last time I went down.
It just ended. It's over at it's over at my house now.
Oh. Never mind.
is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a little congestion now on Federal Drive at Congressman Dickinson into Atlanta Highway. Folks trying to get into downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway is a little busy right now, inbound. Also, I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic. Around the boulevard, no problems there. The 31s are still fairly light this morning. Use caution. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. Map a course for your life. Go to TrenumState.edu and choose the career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers. What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's go back to the list of quarantines.
Number 5.
I'm not wearing any pants. Not wearing any pants, just me and my undies.
If they can, they should get their job done from home. A lot of people going to be working from home.
I'll be just in a shirt at home while I work. And I'm too sexy for my jeans and my dungarees, trousers, or capris. And I'm too sexy for my Dockers or anything with pockets, no place to keep my car keys. I'm like a toddler here in quarantine, and I'll answer my door with no pants on. With no pants on. With no pants on. Yeah, I'm on the webinar with no pants on. And yes, you just might see my thong.
No thanks. I hated that song when it was out, and I don't like it now. It is 8:27, and we must have had a good bit of rain because I was looking at the... See, this is what I do for fun. I was looking at the storm drain behind the building.
Yeah.
Because we're behind the gully. Big drainage ditch.
You could check it home.
And it was crashing in there, man.
Yeah.
Looked like a good day for whitewater rafting.
Let's see what we have at my house. Well, I had 0.09 today since midnight and 0.15 in the last 24 hours.
Okay. I will...
tenth of an inch.
I will ask my assistant to text me a picture of our rain gauge at home.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go!
You know, I understand that we all got to do our part. But when people are getting arrested for going for a ride and paying, getting fined $200, there have been some police state kind of moments that I find very disturbing. On the other hand, there's moments like this. You have a mayor in Illinois who issued a warning that police would arrest people caught out during the lockdown. And guess who got caught first?
Oh, my God, not the mayor.
No, his wife at a bar. Listen to this.
These are very serious times, and I am begging you, please stay at home. Doing so is vital to our health. I have directed the police department to use their discretion in issuing citations or making arrests for those refusing to follow the state-issued stay-at-home mandate.
And his wife was one of the first to get busted.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can say that.
I did say that.
Oh, man, we still had stories that we never got to for animal stories. I'll save those for tomorrow. In other stupid... Well, I'm getting organized here. Let's talk to Randall for a moment. Hey, Randall, what's up?
Hey. Hey, man. See, you never... I hate calling when you... Because I know how much it takes to do a three-hour show, and then you put all the work in it, then somebody, you know what I mean, and nobody don't call, you know what I mean, and you don't do the work, then you stuck with a show you had to come up with something. Then you do all the work and you store it, you know people and you always want to get to, but then here's this dumb caller calling up to say you're never going to make digital rain gauge captain. You're always going to be the player. You can't tell it's not right there in the man sitting across over yet. That's why you're always going to be, you're never going to make captain. Nah, man, I love the show. I want to get off so you can tell all these animal stories and get coffee because everybody wants to smile. I mean, nobody wants to cry and think about the future right now. They just want to smile. So y'all smile and back to you, Jay.
Good work, man. Good work, Randall.
Randall, tell, make him watch Lion King.
Tiger King.
I know. Randall calls it.
You know, I've got to be in the mood for something like that.
Yeah.
He'll get around to it after he watches Spinal Tap.
Well, it's addicting, like, well, in the
and
show
it doesn't that, start that way. That first episode, you're going to think, well, there's nothing to this.
This is
just
a little slow
going.
The so we have the. I wonder what town in Illinois was. Let me just check that really quick. See if it's one of my small Illinois town. Blah 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 blah. So what is the name of the town? Alton. All right, I know where Alton is. It's south of Chicago. And it's a tiny little place. But they really are testing the endurance of human beings with this. And that's why, as we see curves starting to flatten out, the casualty numbers for this that were projected weeks ago are so off the deep end wrong. And every day they keep revising expected casualties down. I said at the beginning of this, I would be surprised if the toll from the coronavirus was higher than the seasonal flu. And it's heading in that direction.
Yeah. I mean, didn't they back off 100,000 yesterday?
Oh, yeah. But that's down from 2.2 million when this whole thing broke at the beginning.
Right.
But what they're not doing with these numbers, and I think this is wrong, it's the people that really need the hard quarantine because they are at risk. They have pre-existing conditions that they need the extra measure of protection. They don't tell you how many people had it and had mild symptoms, like Prince Charles. On the other hand, Boris Johnson got it, and he's still in ICU, although I think he's going to make it.
And he had it for several days before that he was hospitalized.
So that's why I applaud Major League Baseball for contemplating no fans, but they want to start the season having everybody play in Arizona, building literally a baseball biosphere where players, anybody pertinent to the broadcast of a game.
I can see a big bubble
over
a part of Arizona. The stock market is up several hundred points, or at least 300 points so far.
Let's hope it continues to do that, too. I mean, that's an encouraging sign because people tend to invest in the positive when they expect good things to happen. Yesterday, as it turned out, wasn't that the market had a bad day. A lot of people took profits at the end of the day.
Right. So when you're down 26 in a market like this, that's flat to
me. That's absolutely flat. We mentioned the mayor's wife at the bar. Now in London, a woman was out jogging on Saturday in London's South Norwood Country Park when she spotted a couple doing that.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Really?
In the grass in broad daylight.
Is that right?
She filmed them and then put the footage online, noting, at 2 o'clock during my afternoon jog, I spotted two morons having sex by the woodlands in South Norwood Country Park. It was in plain sight and children were around. So much for staying home and saving lives. Disgusting.
News talk.
The Flagler County Sheriff's, guess what state?
No, I know where Flagler County is. It's in Florida. It's in northeast Florida. It's around St. Augustine.
Here we go with more sickness from my former state. They're searching for information on identifying a person accused of putting obscene Easter eggs in local residents' mailboxes. The sheriff's office received calls about the explicit eggs.
What would obscene Easter eggs? Oh, I see. Shaped a certain way?
Well, when they looked inside, residents found a plastic Easter egg. Inside the egg, they found a fish-shaped cracker, a sheet of toilet paper, a powdered drink mix, and a crumbled piece of paper containing a vulgar image, Rich.
Oh, no.
The person who did this is not only very sick, but could actually be spreading COVID-19 by their actions. Sheriff Rick Staley said, "We are working to identify the offender and put them in the Green Roof Inn."
What is that?
Green Roof is the name for the local jailhouse. Kind of a parody or satire on Red Roof.
Green Roof.
And those are your stupid news stories at 8:34 as Terry is on the line.
Hey, Terry.
Okay. Turn off your computer, close out all your stuff, and look up One American News. They're telling how many people had it, how many people have survived it, and how many people are on the critical list. They're doing a good job at doing that. One news station that I know of that's doing that, exactly what you're asking for, is they're actually giving you the statistics. And it's low, super low. Like I heard one while ago, it's like 12,000 deaths overall or something like that in the United States or whatever. Predicted, they said.
I pulled it up.
Not likely. You won't say One American News. It's got it.
All right. We will look for their information. Yeah, I'd say they're independent, very reliable. Thank you.
Yes. All right.
I was aware of them. It is 8:35. Here, this won't be breaking news to anybody that's used them, but just because we're in a, stay-at-home environment does not mean people aren't going out on days like today and finding themselves in a car accident. One of the greater weird stories of all time. Two licensed cars in the entire state of Kansas, and they had an accident. I mean, it doesn't take unusual circumstances to make that happen. Here's the thing. Nobody knows better what you go through after a wreck. The first thing is that shock and the immediate check to see that you're okay, the people you were riding with okay, and, yes, the people in the other car. And then you take that long walk around the vehicle to assess the damage. And it's disheartening, especially, you know, your car was in great condition, looked beautiful, and now it's crumpled and wrinkled. And
boy, do I know that feeling.
Yeah. And the next step, of course, police reports. Call your insurance adjuster after all of that hassle, Montgomery Paint and Body, to begin the process of making your car look as good as new, as good as it ever did, as best they can since you first bought it. And when they represent your vehicle to you, I mean, they want to see your jaw drop in amazement at how awesome your vehicle looks. Mr. Thomas here just had that experience.
Yes, I did.
His car was a few years old, but I saw it.
It's a 2015, and it was severely damaged.
Yeah, and when Rich got it back from MPB, and even though they do have a room name for him over there and all that, it's what they do with everything. That's the Turner family business ethic. No shortcuts, no shortchanging the customer, and everything that can possibly be done to make your car look brand new and amazing is what they do. Bang for your buck, bad pun, but it is the outcome you can expect at MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with AW.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, J39, see?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
They are looking to hire you, and we salute the Wiley Sanders truckers. We salute truck drivers everywhere because they're making this situation livable in that they're getting food and needed supplies to where they need to be.
I cheer every time I see their trucks pass behind our building.
Oh, my gosh. They're heroes. All right, so we see a few showers on the radar here in central Alabama this morning. Then we had a brief heavy downpour here. I noticed that my automatic rain gauge on the east side has had 0.09 inches in just the last hour. So a nice little downpour. And they'll be roaming around today just about any time. But later on this afternoon and into the evening hours, especially, let's say, from about 4 to 10 o'clock or 4 to 9 o'clock, that'd be a better window. Some of the storms could be a little stronger with maybe some damaging wind gusts and some hail. So we are in a severe weather risk level 2. Tonight's low 67 after today's high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, risk of a morning shower perhaps as a little cool front moves through the area, becoming sunny by afternoon, high in the low 80s. Much cooler Friday with a high barely up to about 70. We'll be in the mid-70s on Saturday, risk of a shower. And then showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely in the overnight hours Saturday night. And Easter Sunday looks stormy, and more than stormy, it could be potentially, sure does look ominous, maybe a significant severe weather event on Easter Sunday. So just a heads up on that. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 7. We've had some showers during the last hour. Temperature now is 73 with incredibly high humidity at 94%. The time is 8:41.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I am assuming, you know, they said that the relief checks have been in people's bank accounts.
The 13th?
on the 13th, which is Monday, right? So hopefully people will wake up to that. Well, but there are other little rebates coming to folks from automobile insurers. Allstate is joining Geico and State Farm, encouraging customers to contact them for refunds if people are not driving to work or if their lifestyles have changed. One manufacturer, Allstate, said most customers will get a 15% refund in April and May, and American Family Insurance is refunding $50 per vehicle. So you might get a little bonus check.
Every little bit's going
to
help.
See, Tabitha from my State Farm, they listen to the show. So I want my refund, Tabitha, because I can't go to... She knows. I could never pull that fib. Yeah. But she's really terrific, too. Cute kids, 842. Our Morning Maroon nominees are next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident to report. I-65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles tending to that one. A minor accident should be out of the way momentarily. Other than that, the interstates are looking pretty good this morning. We still have a little congestion with Wetumpka Highway at Redland Road and at the Riverbridge Red Lights, also at Northeast Boulevard, and congestion Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. That's about it. Buckle up and drive carefully on this Wednesday. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. The Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. And Selma police arrest a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is being held in the Dallas County Jail on a $36,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities.
Because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for. And choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadeh.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And leading off, the dumbest of the dumb. New York City police arrested the driver of a rare supercar yesterday morning after he smashed into several vehicles and wrecked his $750,000 car just a few blocks from the Javits Center Convention Hall. That's where they have a field hospital set up housing coronavirus patients.
Yeah.
The blue Gambala Mirage GT is a custom-made version of the Porsche Carrera GT that actor Paul Walker was riding in when he was killed in that crash 7 years ago. 7 years ago that was, wow. Police said the driver, Benjamin Chen, was charged with operating a motor vehicle impaired by drugs and reckless driving. He founded the Gold Rush Rally, which organizes luxurious cross-country driving trips for high-performance car owners. I wonder what is deductible on that.
Jeez, can you imagine?
Yeah, 750. And
ran into seven cars, did you say?
Yeah, well, people are off the road. I mean, you got to go the extra length of stupidity to do that. Our next nominee, from Castle Pines, Colorado. He went to rob a bank in Castle Pines. During the robbery, though, he managed to drop his wallet. Mm-hmm. All right. As he's robbing the tellers, somebody came along and stole his wallet off the floor and ran off. So cops are now trying to track down the wallet thief so they can use that to identify the bank thief. No word on whether the wallet thief will be charged.
I was going to say.
Yeah. It's kind of a confusing situation. But rule number one in bank robbery is don't drop your wallet on the floor.
No, I wouldn't.
Where you can be identified. And then we have, no surprise here, it's another Florida story. Actually, we have a couple. We have one woman in Florida. She was arrested after she randomly stripped down to her underwear in the middle of a street and started dancing with a golf club. If you lived in Florida long enough, what else is new?
This gets my vote.
So yeah. Far.
Yeah, I don't have a name on that. Yeah. I wonder if it was a 6-foot.
Well.
A woman in Florida also arrested yesterday for domestic battery for assaulting a man with SpaghettiOs. A can of SpaghettiOs. Very messy. So, you like...
I like golf club, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
That one, that's going to work. But the guy who dropped his wallet, too, that's kind of stupid, too.
Yeah, well, they're all kind of...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
One thing, though, the Morning Maroon nominees have become a little harder to find because a lot of stupid people are staying at home, too.
Right. Isolation.
And not getting into trouble.
Exactly.
It is 8:51. Adams Drugs, I've been there twice in the last week, and I hear the horror stories from people whose pharmacy is in a store where they're maintaining social distancing, so they have to wait half an hour just to get inside to get a prescription. That doesn't sound like fun. At Adams Drugs, you pull up, you can call inside, and they'll bring it out, take your payment over credit card. You don't have to touch anything. You don't have to worry about social distancing. And if you want to consult with the pharmacist, they are there. This, and I, God, I didn't even know people were doing mail order prescription filling. Why would you do that? I mean, what if you have a question? How do you know you're getting exactly the right thing? Adams Drugs has a totally state-of-the-art system. It takes seconds to get your insurance information in. This could be another good change for you as we're adjusting during this whole coronavirus situation. To find a pharmacy that you can pull up to the front door, have it brought out to you, or go in and not have to wait an hour and a half to get inside a store when that's the only thing you need. That's crazy. So go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you. I promise it's a decision you'll be very happy to make.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident to report. I-65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles tending to that one. A minor accident should be out of the way momentarily. Other than that, the interstates are looking pretty good this morning. We still have a little congestion with Wetumpka Highway at Redland Road and at the Riverbridge Red Lights, also at Northeast Boulevard, and congestion Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. That's about it. Buckle up and drive carefully on this Wednesday. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Marguerite's is offering drive-up services during the current health crisis. Marguerite's gifting, repair, appraisal, buying and trading, and watch services are all available. Marguerite's will be replacing watch batteries and hearing aid batteries at no charge to the community during the crisis. You may call Marguerite's at 334-270-0074 for more info or the texting of images. Thank you and stay well.
For more information, call Marguerite's 334-270-0074.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
I can't believe what I'm witnessing.
Can I put my clothes back on?
Oh, yeah. Please, please do. Please do. You're getting a new computer, boy?
It's a miracle.
It is. It's a special day. You're getting
special day.
15 years in the making.
All right, Fred Rogers.
You're getting a new computer, and I've got an appointment to meet a dog again today. And this may be the one.
This may be the one.
I sent you a picture. Sent you guys a snapshot. What did that dog remind you of?
What'd you think? I got the chills. I got the chills.
Successful basketball college, I believe. Is it basketball?
Baylor.
Oh yeah. They assign names to dogs that come in. And this dog was named Baylor. It looks. I'll show you a picture. This dog.
For those here in the studio, he'll show you a picture.
What does that look like?
Oh my goodness, Rick.
I mean, does that look like?
Yes.
He sent that. That's awesome.
My God.
And that's awesome.
Wow. Holy cow. But this whole thing, it seems like just yesterday we were laughing at Vic D. Benedetto.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it?
Actually, that's still funny.
It is.
That is still funny.
It is.
And